This is the StarQuest headline update for the week ending July 26, 2019, brought to you by SQPN.com, where faith meets pop culture. I'm Tom Bettinelli, and welcome back after our month of vacation. A lost Bible belonging to Abraham Lincoln is now on display at his presidential library and museum in Springfield, Illinois. Lincoln received the Bible as a gift in 1864, and after his assassination in 1865, it was given to a minister friend to be read at his funeral. But it left public view for 150 years until descendants of the minister donated it to the library last year. An Italian Franciscan who died at 99 years old in May had often claimed to have known six saints in the century of life that he had. Father Giuseppe Ungaro met three canonized popes, St. John the 23rd, when he was the Patriarch of Venice, and St. Paul the 6th and St. John Paul the 2nd, when both visited the Basilica of St. Anthony in Padua, where the friar lived. He also met St. Leopold Mandic, a Capuchin from Croatia, St. Maximilian Kolbe, who died in Auschwitz, and St. Padre Pio. Perhaps Father Giuseppe will one day be counted among them. The 2019 Eagle Scout Project of the Year was created by a Tulsa, Oklahoma scout who is Catholic and was inspired by the Stations of the Cross. Garrett Johnson got the idea for the Stations of the Flag display after Mass one Sunday, where he saw fellow parishioner Dan Rooney of the Folds of Honor Foundation. The flag display includes 13 metal boxes set up outside the foundation's offices, each holding an American flag at each stage of being folded, along with the symbolic meaning of each fold, according to the American Legion. See the link for more info and a video. San Diego Comic-Con last week brought us a ton of new entertainment news, starting with a trailer for the upcoming Top Gun Maverick movie, starring Tom Cruise. Cruise is returning to the Navy fighter jet cockpit to reprise his role from 33 years ago, and the plot deals with technology replacing old-fashioned fighter pilots. The movie is due out in 2020. Star Trek fans got not one, but two trailers. The first is for Star Trek Picard that highlights the return of the Next Generation character, along with Commander Data, Seven of Nine, and the Borg, plus a new cast of characters. The first season is expected in early 2020. The second Trek trailer is for the second season of Short Treks, 15-minute mini-episodes featuring stories from the Star Trek Discovery era. At least half of the six episodes will feature the Pike-Spock No. 1 Enterprise, and the heads of all things Star Trek at CBS hinted that this might be a precursor to what many fans have demanded, which is a Pike Enterprise series. In other Comic-Con news, it's been announced that The Orville will be moving from Fox on broadcast TV to the streaming service Hulu for its third season. Creator Seth MacFarlane said the reason had to do with a desire for more ambitious productions, which would cause delays in getting that third season, thus the move to Hulu. We also got a trailer and an extended clip from the fourth season of The Expanse, which was canceled by Sci-Fi last year and then picked up by Amazon Prime. The new season of the series, which is based on the hit series of books, will debut on December 13th. And it wouldn't be a Comic-Con without Marvel news, and this didn't disappoint, as Disney revealed its MCU Phase 4 plans. With more than 10 movies and series coming out in the next few years, Disney apparently isn't worried about overloading fans. From The Eternals, with a powerhouse cast, including Angelina Jolie and Richard Madden, to a new Thor 4, to the previously announced Doctor Strange and Black Widow movies, and more in between. They pulled out all the stops to say that Avengers Endgame wasn't the end of Marvel on the big screen. Italian officials probing the mysterious disappearance of a 15-year-old girl in 1983 recently excavated a cemetery at the Vatican. And while they didn't find evidence of Emanuela Orlandi, or anybody for that matter, in the burial plot, they found an unexpected cache of thousands of bones, some obviously very old. The bones were found in a building adjacent to the Teutonic Cemetery in two underground ossuaries. It used to be a common practice to dig up old bones when cemeteries became overcrowded and place them in ossuaries. Officials said they will attempt to identify and date the bones. As we recall the 50th anniversary of the landing on the moon by Apollo 11 astronauts last week, ChurchPop.com reminded us of the special message that Pope St. Paul VI sent to the astronauts at the time, calling them conquerors of the moon and referring to their achievement as opening the threshold to the wide expanse of boundless space and new destinies. And that's the StarQuest headline update. Find links to the stories and be sure to subscribe for our updates every week at sqpn.com/headlines. And thank you to the generous patrons who make this and all the shows at StarQuest possible. You can join them by visiting sqpn.com/give. I'm Dom Bettinelli.